All right, Brandon. Earlier in the season, you were saying, all right, one step forward, two steps back. One step forward, two steps back. Seems like tonight you might have taken three or four steps forward and no steps back.
Yeah, actually, the last few weeks, the car's been going really good, and we've just kind of making little small gains every week. And I think tonight, so far, it's the best it's been. And to be honest, I think there's still a little more room for improvement, but it was really good tonight. And so, we'll go home, think about it, and see if we can't make a few more little minor tweaks and go even faster next week.
And 16-6, 16-5, I believe, in warm-ups tonight. You must have known you had something really fast right from the start.
I've been happy the last few weeks. I mean, our car was fast, and I think last week we weren't as fast off the start as we should have been, and tonight the car, we kind of shifted the balance a little bit to take off better on a start, and it took off really good tonight, and it stayed solid all night long. It was, I know at the end Otto was there. He was running pretty fast. He's always fast. But I made no mistakes, and we managed to hang on. So,
heat race. Had a little fun with Otto in that race, too, and then he maybe irritated you a little bit by coming down on you. And then you guys had a chance to talk about it. Was everything cleared up between you two before the feature?
I wasn't too happy there after the race. He chopped me there for whatever reason. I don't know. And he's been racing a long time, so I wasn't too happy with that at the time. But I talked to him, and, I mean, he's a good driver. He runs fast. He runs hard. When I knew he was behind me, I just didn't want to make any mistakes, because if I made a mistake, he probably would have been able to take advantage. So I just had to make sure I tried to run it as clean as I could and as smooth as I could, and not give him any opportunities to get by me.
And come feature time, obviously, we were just talking about, it's down to Brandon and Otto again. Did they add a little bit more to it because of what you guys dealt with in the heat race earlier on?
Not so much for me. Most things, something's in the past, I try to put it in the past. Yeah, I mean, for me, no matter what happens in the past, I was going to run as hard as I could, and, no matter what happens, I wasn't going to lay over and make anything easy. So I was going to run harder whether anything happened or didn't happen. I was going to run as hard as I could and as clean as I could and try to get the job done. So
does it make it any sweeter beating a multi-time classic and track champion?
Well, at least we can say that. I mean, he's been really fast all year. And I know he started a few spots back, but he made his way to the front. I knew he was there, so I knew it was time to be A-game under that caution, because he was right behind us. So there was no more time for mistakes. I know he was pretty quick. I heard him behind me. I never really saw him get a wheel under me or anything, but it feels good to know that we're getting enough speed that we can compete on that level. So,
a lot of guys looking for the first win or maybe even their second win of their career. They hit lap traffic and they lose a lot of the lead, trying to figure out which way to go high, to go low. You want to play nice and careful. You were fortunate in that a couple of times you get a caution before you got into a big pack of traffic, but you did start out with a little bit of traffic and you didn't have any problem with it.
Not really. I know at one point there was four or five cars in front of us, and managed to pick off on the outside. It really wasn't any issues. Towards the end, I think there was one car that we were closing in on, and the caution came out, which I was just really glad, because at that point I was just so focused. I knew Otto was right there, and I didn't want to make any mistakes. So it was one less thing to have to deal with. So I was actually kind of relieved that caution came out. But if it didn't come out, just got to keep doing what you're doing and run hard, run clean, and just. Try to make the right moves. So that's what racing's all about.
Did you find yourself playing the restarts any differently?
Not really. I don't know. Everybody takes off down the backstretch all the time, and that's pretty much the same thing I did. So I don't know how it looked from the cars behind me, if they were right behind me or not behind me, but wasn't anything out of the ordinary, I guess, from how everybody restarts all the time.
Getting closer to classic, how'd the car feel after 50 laps?
I think there's actually still more room for speed in the car, but when you get to classic time, it's a whole different race, and it's a long race. You got to have a fast car, a good car, a car that will last for 200 laps. And it takes a lot of luck, too. Over the years of the Budweiser Classic, there's been a lot of guys that have been really fast and haven't won. So there's a lot that goes into that race. I'm glad that we have our car working as good as we do now, but there's still a lot that goes into it to pull that one off.
Tomorrow morning comes and all the 21 tequilas all behind you, and you had a chance to think about it a little bit. What do you think will you take away from tonight the most? What part of it meant the most to you?
Well, I might not go to sleep tonight. Tomorrow morning might come. I'll still be awake partying. So it looks like there's a lot of people that want to hang out and have some 21 tequila. I guess the biggest thing, I just like to thank Randy Durrett and his whole family. Let me drive the race car. My family, they've always been really supportive of me, and everything I did. Sheffield brothers have helped us out a lot this year. They're a lot of fun to hang out with after the races. I'm sure they'll be partying with us all night. Bashaw Collision sponsors us. They help us out a lot. So I'm just looking for a good night. I might not go to sleep tonight.